You know, the reason I put this, right? Because the government is trying to discredit Hindraf or any dissent voices as terrorists. Actually, it's the government and the state who are terrorists. Do you know what I mean? How can you not have a public dissent or discontent being able to be expressed in peaceful demonstration, which is part of democracy, a very fundamental part of democracy?
Do you feel that today is a day that, even though there may not be many people here, there would be many others within the community who may not come out because they're concerned about their own safety or their
reputation?
Yes,
of course. You see, I think more people, especially the young people, right, who are becoming more critically conscious now because of the high education and the way education is globalized now with the internet and everything. You know, all this is to intimidate the public, right? Even the presence of the police here, we have so much crime rate, increasing crime rate. Why can't they catch the real criminals instead of bothering the public, you know, who are expressing themselves in democracy, peacefully, right? Which is our human rights, isn't it? But the thing is, Shane, right? Look at this, right? The problem sometimes when people go, there's high tension or people go on riot, is because it's the police, the environment that create that, right? Look at the way the police are, even like the police force, you can see it's dominated by one race. You know, I'm Malay. But why is the police force, you see, all just Malays? So there's no, it's not multicultural. You know, we should be moving on towards a more progressive, civilized society, right? But the problem is the ruling party, especially UMNO, is using race and religion in order to still manufacture the consent, brainwash the majority Malay to support them. Mm-hmm. That's their main weapon. So it's not Hindraf. Have you heard of Hindraf, right?
I've heard the
name. Hindu Rights Action Group.
Right.
It's not them using religion. They are a group which is, demanding equal rights and freedom from poverty and all this, right? But actually, it's UMNO, the main ruling party, which is using race and religion right from independence.
It seems that around the world that so-called democracies are using race and religion in
yes.
Australia, in America,
yes.
In France, in many other developed countries, Germany as well.
And that is a capitalist weapon, capitalist strategy to divide and rule, to divide and conquer, isn't it? So that's why we need to move towards a social justice politics that is above race, above religion, above colour, above gender, right? So right now it's all based on usually sexist, racial and religious kind of politics.